Good morning. Arctic high pressure is in place again across interior New York and New England, and once again, most places starting around zero, if not below. A slight wind is pushing wind chill values to between 15 and 20 below in a lot of places, and even down to 30 to 45 below with some gustier winds across the higher terrain. We'll have plenty of sunshine today, and temperatures will only creep through the single digits and into the teens on average, with that wind making it feel colder. Tonight, an Alberta Clipper approaches from the west with increasing clouds. Lows will only drop back and stay above zero, and then start to climb back through the teens by tomorrow morning. There is the chance of light snow showers by sunrise tomorrow, especially across the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and also into the Adirondacks. As that clipper sweeps through tomorrow, an increasing and gusty south wind pushing temperatures into the mid-20s with light snow likely off and on through most of the day. Most places will pick up 1 to as much as 3 inches of snow by the end of the day while the snow will wind down, and some of the higher terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains as much as 2 to 4 inches of snow. That'll leave us dry and cold for the second half of the weekend on Sunday, back into the teens and staying in the teens as we head through the better part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. That same Alberta Clipper will produce a round of light snow totaling 2 to 4 inches today and tonight, with areas downwind of Lake Michigan picking up 4 to 8 inches of snow. There'll also be considerable blowing of the snow, reducing visibility to near zero at times. And freeze advisories and warnings extend all the way down to the central Florida Peninsula. Some low temperatures as far south as the Daytona region will be down to freezing. Around the Gulf Coast, New Orleans is down to 35 degrees, and snow and ice is an issue along the Texas Gulf Coast near the Houston area. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and areas of fog, 15 below zero. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 47 below zero. In Albany on the hour, just a few clouds and 2 above zero, the dew point 9 below, 59% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour gusting to 16, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Chino, Corona, both in California and also in McAllen, Texas, to a low of 39 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper teens, Boston sunny in the mid-teens, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs near 15 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 16 degrees, the low 1 below zero. The average temperature 8, that's 14 degrees below normal. Just a trace of snowfall yesterday, still 35.3 inches for the month, which is 5.5 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 54, set in 1999, and the record low, 17 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:58 p.m., 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today, with highs near 5 above near the Canadian border to around 12 near Glens Falls. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow toward morning, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the teens. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with high temperatures 10 to 15 above zero. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of light snow by morning and lows around 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower teens. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 10 above. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs reaching the middle teens. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of a snow shower by sunrise and lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow likely off and on through the day. A gusty south wind with 1 to 3 inches of snow in most places by the end of the day. Highs will be in the mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the teens on Sunday. Monday, some light snow early in the day, then windy and turning colder as temperatures fall back through the teens. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, lower teens, and mostly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, with high temperatures in the teens Wednesday and back into the lower 20s on Thursday afternoon. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.